Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah really has nothing to do with the subject of our Perek, which the laws of this Perek have dealt with Hilchos Shechinim, the relationship between neighbors. It's really brought here just simply because we've been talking about a Shovach. We've been talking about birds and their dovecotes. So therefore, this halacha, which really belongs in the second Perek of Bava Metzia, is brought here just because we're talking about, again, dovecotes and birds. The Mishnah tells us, Nipul, which is a small young bird, which is not capable yet of flying, it just sort of hops around. Nipul had nimtza besoch chamishim amma, a nipul that's found within 50 amma of a shovach, of a dovecot. Harehu shobala shovach, it belongs to the owner of the shovach. If it's chutz mi chamishim amma, if it's 50 more than 50 amos, away, so it belongs to the one who has found the nipul. This is because the Gemara says that any hopping around that a little bird does, it doesn't go more than 50 amos away from the shovach. And since it's found outside that, we can presume that it fell from people who are passers-by, and since it has no simon, has no sign, we can assume that the owners have given up hope, they've been miyayish, and therefore it belongs to the one who has found it. Now, nimtza bein shnei shovachos, what if it's found between two dovecotes? And so you don't know which one it belongs to. It's within 50 amos of each. Karov lazeh shalo, if it's closer to this one, it belongs to that one. Karov lazeh shalo, if it's closer to the other one, it belongs to that one. Mechza al mechza, if it's even, it's just the dividing line between the two, it's halfway. Shneham yachloku, the two will divide the nipul, they'll divide the benefits of selling that nipul, they will be able to divide it. However, the Gemara points out that this is only true if it's 50-50, if it's halfway marked between both. That's only true if the number of doves, of birds that are in the dovecotes is equal, that the two are equal to each other. However, if one of the dovecotes has more birds than the other, then we say you can presume that it came from the one that has more birds, because we have a principle that when you have rov and karov, you have two different ideas. You have rov, the majority, versus karov, it being closer to one. Rov and karov, holach achra rov, we follow the majority. And therefore, if one dovecote had more birds than the other, we would presume that nipul came from that dovecote, not the other. The reason we can assume that we can split it here is because they are simply an equal number and equal distance.